This is North Shore High School football. Tonight, Lynn Classical plays host to Revere at Manning Field and Lynn on MSONewsSports.com. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. By the Sylvan Street Grill, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street in Danvers. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years, located in Lynn, serving the entire North Shore. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob Madruga for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with the Lynn Arts Building, a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. Your complete peace of mind at Columbia Insurance. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides great dining values, quality food, and quantity. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows in a comfortable setting. For listings and tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877, a great source for North Shore news, sports, entertainment, information. And here we are, Tim, at Manning Field and Lynn, getting ready for tonight's game. Classical exiting the field off to our left following their pregame warm-ups, while Revere is still tossing the football around down to our right, getting ready for tonight's game. Revere 2-0 and Classical 0-2.
Yeah, and it's really doesn't, what we've seen, not an 0-2 team. They put points on the board. Larry is a very capable quarterback. They've got some running backs that can move the ball. Last week's ending was, you know, kind of a fluky ending. Swampscott scored with 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds left to tie the game at 14, and then went to the overtime, and there were a couple of tipped passes by the Classical defense that went for scores for the Big Blue. So I think Classical is going to be looking to avoid those kind of endings to this game and maybe put points up on the board early, take Revere out of the game. Revere, on the other hand, is 2-0. They've got a lot of emotional momentum coming into this game and looking to continue it as Coach Ciccatelli's team is enjoying the best success it's had in years. Got a couple of quick updates, Bill. Linfield has jumped on top of Amesbury 7-0 very early in the period. Doug Santos took a big hit and fumbled, and Beverly has the ball to Peabody 24 early in that contest also. So we'll be looking and keeping everybody up to date on what transpires in games throughout the Northeast Conference, as well as my innocuous score of the game.
And that will be coming up, folks, so don't go away. We're definitely going to get that. One other score, the final score from Manning Field and Lynn here this afternoon in boys soccer. Winthrop defeated Lynn Classical 4-1 today in boys soccer. Well, we've got both head coaches joining us here. That's Lou Ciccatelli from Revere High School and Tim Phelps from Classical. All coming up as part of our pregame show prior to the kickoff tonight between Lynn Classical and Revere here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. We are joined by Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli, off to a 2-0 start and at Classical Friday night to take on the Rams. And Lou, what's been going right for Revere football?
Well, so far, so good. A lot of things have been going right. We're averaging about 36, 37 a game, and we have two shutouts coming into Classical. So, we're optimistic we can keep it going, and we know we have work cut out for us. Classical is a very, very good football team, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
I'm sure you scouted Classical last week, but they came out with a bit of a spread look Friday.
Yeah, he's all spread, but in the past he has run some double wing, which they used to run, so we got to be prepared for both types of looks. They ran a lot of spread against Swampscott and lost the heartbreaker, so I'm sure they're going to be quite hungry on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of your players. Let me ask you about your quarterback, Danny Murphy. Tell me about him as a player. What kind of an athlete is he? Describe him and then his role on this team.
Sure. Well, Dan's one of our captains. He was a captain as a junior last year. He was also an NEC All-Star last year. Dan's just a great kid, great leader, as all my captains are. And thus far, he's done a great job running our offense. I know he's got two touchdown passes this year and three running touchdowns, and it's only week two. So he's done a lot of great things for us thus far, so far.
Yeah, so he's picking up a bunch of rushing yards as well as the passing yards, right?
He is, yeah. We run him a lot. He's always on the move. Most of his passing stuff, he's out of the pocket, sprinting out and moving. So, he's definitely a dual threat to run and pass.
All right, and how about some of his other offensive weapons on offense for you? Maybe starting with the skilled positions, and then let's transition to the offensive line for you.
Sure. My other captain, Stevie Noll, one of my running backs. Stevie had a nice touchdown run last week. He's also my kickoff, my PAT kicker. He's another great leader. He's done a lot of good things. Victor Rivera. Victor had 180 yards rushing and three touchdowns last week. A very dynamic player, our junior, and we're looking for him to continue his pace. And my receivers, Oscar Lopez, Frank Antrim, Jake Noftel, John DeSimone, all good skill guys, all pitching in and doing their part on offense.
Over on the defensive side, if you were to single out, if you were a scout looking at Revere football, what players might you single out as guys that are making a difference on defense?
One would definitely be my captain, Stevie Noll. He leads us in tackles this year already at linebacker. Jake Noftel, my other outside linebacker. Making a lot of tackles. My other captain, Anthony DeStefano, defensive end. He's been a force this year, creating a lot of havoc. Also, Fultron, my defensive tackle, has been very tough to block up front. So those will be the guys kind of leading that.
Coach, what about as you look around the rest of North Shore football, any particular score or team standing out as you watch the results pour in every weekend? What have you noticed, or what are you paying attention to?
Well, in our league, it's got to be Gloucester. I mean, and not in Classical too, but as far as an all-league game, but it's Gloucester looks very, very good. They turned it on last year at the end of the year, and I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. So we got our work cut out with them. And I'd also say Swampscott. Swampscott is an improved football team, so they look very good also too.
Yeah, I would agree with you on Swampscott. I've seen them twice, I guess, now, and seen both games. And
I mean, they played well defensively against English, and they ended up playing pretty well last week against Glasgow in the double overtime win.
Yeah, that was a great game. Yep, they spread you out. They're still doing the old Dombowski stuff, and which is good. And, yeah, they're a team to be reckoned with also, no question.
All right, Coach, anything to share on your team at all? Anything else?
Always, as always, proud of my boys, working hard, and just hoping we can keep it going. And the key is to stay healthy, and that's kind of it right now.
All right, Lou, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. This is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. And Tim, preparing for the game against Revere on Friday night, they're off to a 2-0 start. And what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, they come in with a lot of speed, and you know, they look better than we've seen them in the past, which is worrisome a little bit for us. But, you know, we got to get better on our side of the ball and worry about them after.
Tell us about your week of practice leading up to this game.
So far, so good. I mean, we're trying to get a little more physical, a little more, you know, sharpen things up, tighten things up, and go from there.
Definitely a heartbreaking defeat last week against Swampscott, a game that looked like you had it kind of wrapped up late in that fourth quarter. Yep. But to give Swampscott credit, they battled back, and you even started off the OT well.
Yeah, I think, you know, I could fought the whole time, so that's always a good sign when you see the kids fighting back, even with, you know, we scored first and two, and then they came back and then they scored again. So, you know, we kept fighting till the end, but ultimately we can't turn the ball over, we can't make mistakes, and if we can take care of the ball and take care of the little things, then we should be fine.
And then sustained drives as well. I mean, that's to all teams need to do that. And so offensively, any changes at all this week for classical football?
Well, nothing I'm going to tell you, but no. Overall, I mean, we're going to keep what we're doing and you know, just be better at the things that we're supposed to be doing.
I keep secrets, but this microphone doesn't. Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'll tell you after you press pause.
Yeah. Okay. And coach, any injuries or anything like that to worry about for classical this week?
I'd say we're relatively healthy. We've got you know, couple guys dinged and bruised and, you know, limping here, limping there. But I think overall, we're doing all right.
So if you were to try to make, like, a final question here, Tim, the assessment for improvement, what are you looking for from week two into this third week, this week? What are you looking for?
I want to look clean. I want to look sharp. I want to make sure that we are doing the things that we can do. I want to play the best football we can play. If that happens, I mean, we're going to be a good football team.
All right, Coach, good luck. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Head Coach Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical Football.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Manning Field and Lynn, live football coverage tonight on MSONewsSports.com, Lynn Classical and Revere. Classical 0-2 with the green uniforms, the gold helmets on the near side here under the direction of head coach Tim Phelps, while Revere High School with the white uniforms, blue helmets, blue pants, and the red trim across the way under the direction of head coach Lou Ciccatelli. Revere will receive the kickoff tonight from Classical. I believe it will be going from right to left here in tonight's first half. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns, and our streamographer tonight is Andrew Nicastro. Brisk evening here. First weekend of fall here. We got the eclipse coming up on Sunday night.
Oh, I'm
all kinds
of.
Are you looking forward to that? You and Rick?
I have. You know, I was out in the backyard last night, and we have a.
You know, it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night.
Yeah, I know. I was just checking the phase of the moon.
Checking if the sky was still there.
Exactly. Yeah. See if the moon was going to show. And we just have a great view, and I've already got. We have two chairs. It wasn't even set this way; just strategically located, just a perfect angle view up to where the moon is going to be turning blood red.
Yeah,
as it enters into the penumbra, I think it's called, of the Earth, into the shadows.
I believe it will be Jaquiel Brown kicking off for. Nope, not Jaquiel Brown.
Number 12.
Okay, so that would be Matt Loria kicking off. Loria coming on the football, soccer style, hash mark far side, right foot in the ball, ground ball kick. Rolls inside the 30 to the 26-yard line, fielded by Revere. Run back to the 30, that's it. A four-yard return for the Patriots. The Revere Patriots under coach Lou Ciccatelli will take over. Led by their quarterback Dan Murphy, 5'9", 170. He'll sprint out. Try to throw the football and run the football. So he's a run-pass threat for this team. So Revere will start. Tim, right at their 30. Does that look right?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't get much further. The returner was dancing around trying to find an opening. Ran to his own man momentarily. Gave the Classical coverage team a chance to come down and stop him dead in his tracks.
We'll tell you the offensive line in just a moment. Snap from center. The handoff goes to Victor Rivera. Big game last week. He sweeps the left side and loses a yard, it looks like.
Yeah, great lateral pursuit by the Lynn Classical defense. And again, it's important for Classical to come out here in the aftermath of last week's bad ending is to get a very, very positive start here. You could tell they were fighter for this game, the emotion that they were showing after the national anthem was finished being played. They were hopping around screaming. So they've got an energy level that's that's on the positive side to come in here. They've obviously put that game behind them.
Second down and 11. Wide outs, one to the right and one to the left. Ball hash mark left side. Quarterback Murphy in the shotgun, takes the snap a little bit high, gives the handoff, and the running back is ripped down back at the 25-yard line for a four-yard loss.
That may have been
was a Noel, I think. Yeah. Well, they're saying they're putting the ball back at the 30.
Yeah, there were two fake handoffs there.
Let's just say it went down right away because the ball was at the 24. Oh, no.
They gave him like a half a yard.
Yeah, they gave him some yardage there. Confused. Yes, I am. Anthony DiStefano is the center. Fautran and Jovan Sacido are the guards. Jordy Palma and Gabe Martinez are the tackles offensively for this Revere offense. Two wideouts now to the left side. Man in motion back to near side right. Here's a long pass down on the left side. It's incomplete. Defender down there. I think that was Danny Rose way down there deep.
I don't know if he lost it in the lights bill, but he sort of gave up on that pass. It was up in the air, and I think in looking back for it, he lost it because he slowed down at about the classical 45, and the ball continued to drift. If he had continued his run, I think he would have run right underneath the ball.
Chase Bono, the defender back there for Revere High School. So this is 4th and 10. Anthony DiStefano will punt. He drops way back inside the 20. Standing at about the 17 to receive the long snap. We'll punt from left to right here in the first quarter. Scoreless game, just underway first quarter. Right foot goes into the ball. Tipped, I believe. It's a short punt. Lands shy of midfield and rolls backward for Classical to their advantage, and it'll be placed down at the 44 in Revere territory.
Yeah, the Classical defensive player got really good penetration. It was pushing the front blocker back towards the punter, and he had his hand raised as the ball was being kicked. He may have gotten a hand on it. Definitely impacted the trajectory of the ball. So Glasgow sets up in really good position here. First drive of the game. Now can they take that good position, turn it into points, and give themselves another lift in their enthusiasm here?
Matt Laurier is the quarterback. He works out of the shotgun, has two wideouts far side right, one to the left, and a halfback set to his right side. And Loria hands off to the running back. This is Maria straight ahead. Big hole all the way down. Untouched. Touchdown. A 44-yard touchdown run for Danny Maria, a senior, 5'10", 205 pounds for Classical High School. Wow.
Well, that didn't take long. You know, they're the points that they were looking for. And, again, a great block on the left side of the line. And Maria just bolted through the hole, and there was nobody there on the second level to try to block, to stop his forward progress, and everybody's playing up tight, and the middle was wide open. Great offensive call by the Lynn Classical coaching staff, because he was shot out of that backfield and just raced to the end zone.
The point after kick is up. Looks good, and it is good, right? Yes, it is good.
So we were impressed with Maria last week in the Swansea game. He had a really strong game. And starting off again tonight. Wow. That's a nice average for the game so far.
Yeah, I believe that was Chase Ball. I'm not sure who was that extra point kick. But anyways, it's 7-0 right now here at the in the first quarter on MSONewsSports.com. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Matt Loria getting ready to kick off for Classical High School. That was their first snap from center. They got the ball at the Revere 44-yard line, and bang, just like that, Danny Maria went in off left side of the line and in untouched from 44 yards out. 7-0, Lynn Classical High School. Maria's kickoff, another ground ball kick, same idea. Touches a receiver down there, and then slides out of bounds at the 39-yard line. So a break for Revere. They did not handle the ground ball kickoff by
Loria, rather, and so there's no return. It'll be first down for Revere at their 39-yard line.
Whew! 7-7. We have Beverly just scored on a 3-yard run by Mike Madden, and Peabody responds with a Doug Santos.
Danny Murphy, the quarterback for Revere, first down pitch play coming near side right. And they do not get anything. Classical has just allowed absolutely nothing here tonight. Victor Rivera, the ball carrier. So their defense is really fired up here tonight for sure. Again, that heartbreaking loss last week. It looked like they were going to beat Swampscott by a touchdown, but then Swampscott scored with just seconds left, sent it into overtime. Classical got the ball first in the overtime, put the 8 points on the board. Swampscott came back, put 8 points on the board. We go to the second overtime. And then that's where it ends. Swampscott defeats Classical. So it's second down and 10. Three wideouts, far side left, and two near side right. No one in the backfield with quarterback Murphy. He scrambles, and he will struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, he loses 2 yards.
Well, there's an awful lot of emotion. We talked about the emotion level of Lynn Classical right now. They are fired up. They are energized along the defensive line. They're actually hopping. They're so ready to get off on the ball. And then I was watching, I think it's number 70.
On defense.
I'm trying to see if you can just spin a little bit more for me out there.
They got their five-hour energy drinks.
I'll tell you, they are hopping. Number 58. Javier Delgado, 60. Noah Morse, a junior.
Yeah, Noah Morse, yeah.
They are driving the Revere offensive line into the backfield.
Third down and 12. It's a run play, and it's basically plus two back to the original line of scrimmage. And that was Noel, the ball carrier. So Noel gets 2 yards. Basically, Revere is at almost 0 yards here so far in two possessions, and now they'll punt. So that's not bad defense for Classical High School.
No, they are fired up. And, again, they have to keep those emotions a little bit in check because you can get burned sometimes if you're a bit over-aggressive.
Anthony DiStefano to punt. Standing at the 25, gets the long snap, puts the right foot on the ball. Good line drive punt. And it takes a nice Revere roll all the way inside the 30 to the 20 to the 19 and maybe close to the 18-yard line without a return. It'll be first down for Classical at their 19-yard line.
Yeah, he had a little bit more time. The blocking scheme is a bit better for this particular punt. I think Classical was probably hoping to get a return set up on this, but when that ball turned over and was spinning up end on end, last thing the receiver wanted to do was come up and try to take that, so we just moved out of the way and let it roll. So Classical starts at their own, just shy of their own 19-yard line here on their second drive with 6:44 to go in the first quarter.
We're brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and watch high school football. Our games are on the screen at the Sylvan Street Grill. This game tonight and then Sunday's game at noontime, the Gloucester-Lynn Classical game. Here is a run play and for Classical High School. Danny Maria takes it, tries to turn the right side, and is ripped down for a loss on that. So both defenses getting into it here now. That's a minus three for Maria. Maria had the big touchdown run.
Fultron, the middle linebacker, or the defensive tackle, was in on that play along at number 25, Christian Ordonez, and they just were in the Classical backfield so quickly that Maria had no chance to get to the corner.
That was Maria on the touchdown too, right?
Yes, it was.
I just didn't write his name down on it. I have everything else but that. Here is Jaquiel Brown sweeping near side left up to the 24, and he gains about 7 yards on that carry. Nice carry for Jaquiel Brown.
Yeah, I had a block at number 68 out in front of him on that particular play. Alberto Sarita. And again, opened up, kicked out the outside linebacker, allowed him to swing up inside.
Classical starting at their own 19-yard line now, have a third down after a loss on the first play. Nice comeback gain here by Brown, setting up a third down and 4. Two wideouts, Jaquiel Brown and James Eldred going out split end far side right. Chandler Laguerre wideout near side left here. The offensive line has Danny Rose at center. Direct snap to Loria, the quarterback. Quick pass over the middle. Laguerre with a running catch at the 38. gets it ahead to about the 39, almost the 40-yard line. It's a first down.
You know, I saw him make the cut into the midfield on the slant pattern, and he had the inside position. He had a step on the corner, and Laurie just took one quick step back and fired a strike, caught him in stride, heading into the middle.
Laguerre is 6'2", 200 pounds. Good pass and a good catch and run by Laguerre. First down for Lynn Classical at the 40-yard line, their own 40. Two wideouts each way for Classical High School, and they'll run it near side left. Maria coming to the midfield stripe, has a first down into Revere territory to the 49. There is a flag down. Let me just set the rest of this offensive line for you for Classical. Javier Delgado is a guard. Renzo Papaterra, a guard. I mentioned Danny Rhodes at center. Joshmar Mendez is a tackle, and Aldoberto Sarita is one of the tackles.
You know, on that particular play, there was a Winthrop defensive back who came up to try to make a tackle on Maria, and right around the 42-yard line, he went down low to take his feet out, and Maria just simply did a little hop step to his right, and the defensive back missed him, and he proceeded down the field to the out the 50-yard line, and then unfortunately the penalty will bring Classical back to just inside their 40-yard line to about the 39 and a half.
So it's like a 10-yard penalty. So it's first down and 10 for Classical. It's almost like a replay here, but after about a 11-yard game. Laguerre takes fakes the handoff, and quarterback Loria keeps it, comes near side left, only struggles back to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
The John DeSimone, number 11, read the play right, stayed at home, had the corner when Laurie showed up, made a sure-handed tackle.
No, call it a one-yard gain.
You know, and that's the important thing about, again, positional discipline. He stayed home. He didn't go with the fake to the running back or the wide receiver, Laguerre. He played his corner, and quarterback came right to him.
Second down and just about 10 for Classical High School. This time the quarterback, Loria, keeps it, squirts and scrambles to the right side. He'll run it, has to tuck it in, backs his way up to about the 45 for almost a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Yeah, he was almost sacked for a 4 or 5 yard loss, but again, he was able to avoid that tackle, get up around the corner before the Winthrop defense. And again, you have to make sure that quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage.
Revere, Winthrop, saying Winthrop.
I said Winthrop. Winthrop, Revere, they're right next to each other almost.
Yeah, exactly. I would do that. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor.
Well, if I go one town further.
People are afraid they're going to run into Wally there, though, at the Honeydew Donuts. He's there some of the time, but relax. Stop in, see the folks at Honeydew Donuts.
In fact, stop in to all of our sponsors and tell them you've heard their names on MSO.
Absolutely. So here's a third down and 6 for Classical High School. Marcus Rivera coming near side left, ripped and pushed down. No gain, probably lost a few yards on that one as well. Oh, man, a lot of Patriots there, including Jordy Palma, number 70.
You know, he refused to get down, and that just invited more white shirts to the party. Good Lord.
Sometimes it might be advised, you might be advised to go down. Well, they actually give him kind of some decent forward progress on that. So it's fourth down and almost 10, and Jaquiel Brown will punt for Classical High School. Victor Rivera is back deep in punt return coverage for Revere. So this will be the first Classical punt here. This drive started at their 19, ends at the 41-yard
wow.
line. Brown nails it, fielded at the 24-yard line by Rivera. And I think they're saying he went down.
Boy, I didn't think so. Maybe the angle we have here, but it didn't look like his knee touched. And he's kind of questioning it himself. Number 5, the return of Victor Rivera from Revere. Christian Miller returned the kickoff after Doug Santos had put Peabody on the board to tie the score 7-7. Miller took it to the house, 77 yards. Beverly back up on top in that one, 14-7.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly North Reading and Plastow, New Hampshire. Stop by their Beverly location on River Street in Beverly, 82 River Street it is. They have a great kitchen showroom there with kitchen cabinets and so on. The place to go for all your lumber needs and more, and in my case, advice. Tim, I don't know about you. I always need some advice.
Oh, yeah.
You ever notice that about me?
Bill, you're no different than the rest of us. We all need some advice now and then.
Danny Murphy, a quarterback for Revere. Toss over the middle. Too high, incomplete.
Dangerous pass. Triple coverage there.
Oscar Lopez, the junior, the intended receiver. You're right. A lot of green and gold uniforms there near that ball. An incomplete pass.
St. Mary's is up 28-0 on Essex Tech. Abraham Toe having a field day. He has 3 touchdowns already.
Ooh. He had a big game, good game last week against Lynn English, and it's one of our doubleheader games last weekend here at Manning Field. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years, located on Chestnut Street in Lynn, or visit them at harringtontrophy.com. Quality products, exceptional service. Pitch out to the left side for nothing. I think they might be calling it. They're saying the runner is down. Loss on the play here. So another loss on this play. The classical defense has just been outstanding here.
Really?
Since the start of this game. We're in the first quarter, a minute 18 to play, and Revere has nothing to show here tonight.
Bill, they're just so quick to the ball. Obviously, they've studied the game CDs, and because they're not film anymore. You know, and they're reading something that's cueing them to just where the Revere runners are going to be going, because they're there before they are.
Third down and a long 15 for Revere. This is quarterback Danny Murphy. Toss out on the right side. Catch out of the backfield. This is Rivera, I believe. Sutter sidestepping a tackle up to the 30. Short of the first down by still 4 yards. But a nice little catch and move there. That was James Furlong, excuse me, not Rivera. So Furlong on the catch and run. That's the first completion, I think, for Murphy here tonight.
Christian Miller with a 4-yard run for Beverly, 21-7 with 2:46 to go in the first half. Beverly is winning the line battle, which I thought would be the difference in that game.
Fourth down here. Time to punt. Fourth down and just about 5 yards to go. Anthony DiStefano to receive the long snap inside the 20, boots it away. Good strong punt this time, and there'll be no return. But it takes a classical roll up to the 45 from the 42. Down to by Revere at about the 44-yard line of Lynn Classical. Now the 44, well, actually it was the Revere 44 where Classical got the football to start the game for their first possession, and they ran it in from the 44 for their first touchdown and the game's only touchdown, as it turns out. But this is now on the Classical side of the midfield stripe.
If you're watching that last punt on the video stream, you saw number 58, Javier Delgado, nearly block it as he got in clean on the kicker.
Are we at the end of the quarter, Rick? Are they telling us it's the quarter here, even though the clock doesn't look like it?
I do believe so.
All right, you guys, we've come to the end of the quarter. Classical with a lone touchdown in tonight's game, 7-0 Rams over Revere.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
All right, so as we come back at the beginning of the second quarter, Bill, we'll have some scores when we come back and get a quick break.
All right, gotcha. So I misunderstood the call here. So that was Danny Maria on the run. Yeah, we got an audible up here in the booth. Orsillo could land here, you know. That's not. It's a possibility here. A couple of yards for Maria there. Make it 3 yards for Maria. Had the big 44-yard run, their very first possession from the 44. So they're trying a little magic there again from their own 44. Ball now at about the 47-yard line. Maria takes the handoff, smothered. Tim, scores?
Okay, we've got 7-0 here, and after a big mix-up in the backfield for Lynn Classical between the quarterback and the running back, resulted in like a 4-yard loss. But we've got Beverly 21-7 over Peabody with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. We've got Salem over Saugus, 7-0. Damers over Marblehead, 7-0. Masco 14-7 over Newburyport. St. Mary's 28-0 over Essex Tech. Manchester Essex 21-0 over Georgetown. Linfield 28-0 over Amesbury. And as we get the scores, we'll let you know how they change.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're located at 84 High Street. Check in with General Manager Jeff Klickstein. Moore GMC. Oh, man. Matt Loria, the quarterback for Classical High School, is sacked by linebacker Steve Noel, who came in out of nowhere. It just came in from his right side. Didn't see him. And Loria goes down back at the 36.
Yeah, Steve Noel beat the right tackle and came, like you said, Bill, clean. Laurie was looking to his left. Never saw him coming. Good thing he held onto the ball. That could have been disastrous for the Rams. Again, they had a mix-up on the handoff, and now it was sack going in the wrong direction here.
Fourth down and 18, and Jaquiel Brown will punt. Punt return coverage, Victor Rivera for Revere. High snap, and Brown will run it, and he falls down. Oh, man. Down at the 35-yard line. So Revere will catch a break here. The high snap from center to the punter, Brown. He couldn't get the punt off. The rush was there. So there's Tim there with special teams. You know, you wonder, well, why do you rush every time? Why, you know, like, come on, what's the chances of blocking it? Well, there's a chance where, you know, you put the rush on and, you know, you make the punter make a decision that
you just improve your field position by about 50 yards. So
Revere will start at the 33.
Now, can they get the same kind of big offensive break that Classical made for themselves?
At the 33 of Classical. And this is a quarterback, Murphy, firing way down to the right, incomplete, trying to go for the home run right away,
well,
swinging for the fences.
Why not? You know, Classical's back on the heels a little bit, and he had the pass. It was just out of the reach of number 12.
I think it's Jake Noftel. I'm not sure. 22? Does that sound right? If it's 12, it's Frank Antrim.
Frank. Yeah, it's Frank.
It is. Okay.
Okay, and again, he stretched out. He reached out far, just out of the reach of his fingertips. Would have been a spectacular catch had he been able to make it, and it would have put the ball inside the 5-yard line, a beautifully thrown pass by the quarterback, Murphy.
John DeSimone is a wideout far side right, two wideouts near side left. Murphy right up behind center this time. The give is to Noel, the fullback, off the right side of the line, pounding it ahead for looks like a good 5 yards inside the 30 to about the 29.
Great tackle by Jaquiel Brown, who came up to make the tackle. Hit him low right between the knee and the ankle and took his feet out from underneath him. That could have gone for much bigger yardage had he not made that play.
We are in the second quarter, 7-0, Lynn Classical leading. They scored on a 44-yard touchdown run by Danny. First offensive snap for Classical in the game. Revere got the football first and it was four and out, but just 7-0 here, second quarter. Again, Noel, the ball carrier. Starts, stops, surges ahead off the right side of the line. Big pile moving it down to the 22, enough for the first down. It's about a 7-yard gain that time for him. So the ground game right now. The Rams had pretty much held Revere without anything so far until this possession right now where they got their, I think it's their first down of the night. Just under 8 minutes to play first half. 7-0 Classical. Wideouts, one each way. One running back behind the quarterback, Murphy, who's up behind center here. I think that's Noel, the fullback. And Noel takes the handoff. Coming near side left. Slowed down at the 20. Taken down there. So that's a loss. No, check that. He did get right back.
He may have gotten a yard.
Yeah, he got 1 yard. Yep,
yeah.
I think you're right. To the 20.
If that last play, Bill, he got to the line of scrimmage, and there were three Classical defenders who had slid down and followed the flow of the play there to meet him. And he was lucky to dive, basically jump between two of them and pick up that 1 yard.
Brought to you in part by Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. This is John DeSimone, split end out, far side right. Near side left is Frank Antrim. He's the wide out near side left here. This time Murphy works out of the shotgun here. Second down and 8. Man in motion. Murphy times a pass way down on the left. Batted away, incomplete. The intended receiver was Frank Antrim here on the near side. Antrim was back, but the pass was a little short and it was batted away by a Classical defender.
Murphy may have waited just a second too long to let that ball go.
I think it was Chase Bono, the freshman, batting that ball away.
Big defensive play for a freshman to make. Obviously, the coaching staff showing a lot of confidence in the young man being a freshman out there and, again, being stuck on an island.
Well, it's four down territory for Revere. Third down here and 8 for the Patriots at the classical 20-yard line. They break from the huddle. Anthony DeStefano out over the ball at center. The wideout, John DeSimone, goes split end out right side. There's two each way here now. Quarterback Murphy sprints out to the right side from the shotgun, throws on the run. The catch is made, enough for the first down, and the receiver goes out of bounds.
That's a great pass, great rollout. Again, by rolling out, he took some of the pressure off from that the defensive line was putting on him when he stayed back in the pocket and is able to follow his receiver across the field, and the receiver had a couple of steps on the defensive back. He put it right in his hands with enough to get the first down.
DeSimone going wide out to the right side. Quarterback Murphy right up behind center with the Noel, the fullback, takes the handoff, slashes to the right and back to the left to the five. So Noel picks up, it appears to be about 4 yards on the first down run. So it'll be second down and goal from the just outside the five. Bo Tran at a guard, Jovan Salcido at the other guard, Jordy Palma and Gabe Martinez at the tackles. Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli sending in the play from the sidelines. This time a tighter look here, wings each way, one wide out left side, quarterback up behind center. The give is to the fullback straight ahead, dances inside the five, down to the one, to the goal line and in for a touchdown. Steve Noel, call it a 6-yard touchdown run. Second quarter brings Revere within a point.
Well, while we get a moment here with this score, 7-6, waiting for the point after, it's Beverly 21-7. Marblehead trails Danvers now 7-6 at halftime. St. Mary's continues to increase its lead against Essex Tech. It's now 36-0, and Linfield over Amesbury 34-0.
Steve Noel's point after kick is good, and we are tied at 7 here. Back with more in a moment on MSONewsSports.com. Game tied at 7.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Back at Manning Field in Lynn. Revere started this drive at their classical 33-yard line, so it was a 33-yard drive. So that bad snap from center to the punter hurt classical that time. For sure.
Well, that's bad punts or short punts leading to scores for both teams, because classical score came off Revere's first punt that didn't quite make it probably 15 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and classical took one play to turn it into a touchdown.
O'Neill to kick off for classical Revere High School. Back deep for classical is Jaquiel Brown, is one of the deep guys for. And Marcus Rivera is back as well for Classical High School. Laguerre is standing on the near side at about the 33-yard line in kickoff return coverage. And the short kick lands at the 21. Brown muffs it for a moment, picks it up, and sprints up to the 30, 35, 40. Brown outside, 50. Look out, 40, 30. They try to angle him off. He cuts back to the right. Here he goes, all the way to the 10, to the 5, and in for a touchdown.
What a great touchdown run. That bobble may have thrown off the Revere cover team, and they maybe left some of their lanes, but it was a bouncing punt, bouncing kickoff, rather, went off his hands as he tried to corral it, went up in the air. He had to wait and adjust for it to come back down, and then he just took off straight upfield. He found an alley, got to the sideline, got around the 20-yard line of Revere, then cut back into the middle on a diagonal. And what a great athletic run by Jaquiel Brown. You know, fellas, I was going to make mention before that kickoff, he is Mr. Everything for Lynn Classical this year. He's playing offense, defense, special teams, and producing on all three of them.
Point after kick for Classical High School is up, and that is good. Point after kick by Ishmael Johnson. And it's 14-7, Lynn Classical leading.
Well, that's responding.
It is. I have
Don't
that
go
as
away,
a
folks.
79-yard kickoff return by Shaquille Brown.
Well, that's one thing Classical does possess in abundance in their backs is speed. .541 left to go in the first half. Well, how does Revere react to this? We can have touchdown, 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 and in a very short span here, in less than a minute, 14 points put up on the board by both teams.
It's been big plays for Classical High School. They had the 44-yard touchdown run, and now the kickoff return here of 69 yards. That's what I think I had it at, right? Didn't I just say that? Hold on a second.
And you know, that's kickoff coverage, the discipline, remaining in the lanes.
79.
You know, is critical. And you see that bobble, and you get excited about maybe we can make something happen here. And things just open up.
Loria with the kickoff. And it's fielded at about the 35 without a return.
Yeah, kind of squib kick. It just popped in the air. On a diagonal heading towards the 40-yard line marker, one of the upmen for Revere simply corralled it and dove in the ground, not wanting to risk running the ball.
I think we got it here now. Revere to take over.
Andrew came running in with another technical Again. Question.
Here is Revere first down at their 37-yard line where they start this one. Slash it off for a run for a few.
Stephen Noel, the captain, just running off right guard. Good slashing move, get beyond the line of scrimmage. Dragged a couple of Classical tackles with him for the last 3 or 4 yards. 5'8", 160. Not a big guy, but strong, obviously.
This will be a second down and 5 for Revere. One running back behind the quarterback and running right behind center. And the Noel takes the handoff and gets nothing.
Yeah, no one in the middle of the defensive line didn't fall for the Revere fake, the high pitch back, the wide receiver sprinted behind the quarterback, jumps up as he gets the quarterback, jumps up like the ball's been tossed high. Handoff went to the halfback, but again, Glasgow defensive line solid, stopped him at the line of scrimmage.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn's great art and cultural downtown center. LynnMuseum.org, check them out, LynnMuseum.org on Washington Street in Lynn. This will be a second down and or third, yeah, second down and about 8. Incomplete pass, too high intended for Oscar Lopez, who was lined up to the right, cutting from right to left.
Yeah, that ball came out of Murphy's hands really hot, had a lot of steam on it, and the bad part was the nearest person to that was a Classical defender playing deep.
Fourth down for the Patriots, and about 7, 4:18 to play first half, 14-7, Lynn Classical leading. Ball at the 40-yard line, and Anthony DiStefano to punt. He's standing at his 26 to receive the long snap. Officials call time here. Somebody called time. Classical on the near side with the gold helmets, the green shirts, the gold pants, and Revere on the far side with the white shirts, the dark blue helmets, and the blue pants with the red and white trim down the side of the legs.
Classical making like wholesale changes to the personnel on the field here. Not quite sure what that was about, whether they had the defense was still in the field and it wasn't the punt return team. It looked like seven or eight of the players on the field came off and were replaced.
Brought to you in part tonight by Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, business insurance. And they offer complete peace of mind. Columbia Insurance in downtown Lynn. Well, Revere right back out now, ready to punt it again. Anthony DeStefano back to receive the long snap. Again, he stands at his 26 to receive the snap. Classical not sending anybody very deep here on this punt, thinking they might be faking it. He does punt it away. There won't be a return here. And the ball is covered up by Classical at the last minute here. That was kind of bizarre. One of the defenders back there, Chase Buono, not all that deep, kind of like a playing in a corner. No one was back deep in punt return coverage. Whether he thought it was kind of like a kickoff and he needed to cover it up all of a sudden, or he had some indecision about that.
Wasn't
instead
quite
of letting
sure.
It roll, yeah. I could see that. It was kind of hanging around there, and then Revere was coming after it. And so it's kind of a quick four and out here for Revere High School. Classical takes over at their 33-yard line.
So a little quick stat. When we come back,
Matt Loria to pass, in trouble. He's in the grasp and he's taken down back at the 21-yard line. Ooh, a loss of 11 yards and a sack for Revere on the Lynn Classical quarterback.
Number 52 for the Revere defenders, Anthony DeStefano, one of the captains of the team, got a hold of Laurie's shirt and would just not let go as Laurie tried to pull away. He just maintained his grasp until the cavalry arrived and just pummeled him down. In the Newburyport-Masco game, Newburyport was outgained 154-9 in the first quarter, but they then came back to outgain Masco 114-12 in the second.
Well, there you go.
Tale of two cities.
Yes. Pass is batted away by the Revere defense, and knocking that ball free was Anthony DeStefano. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to play in this first half. Classical is leading 14-7, but right now they're not going the right way. They're going the wrong way with the ball at their 23-yard line. Number 12, Matt Loria, the 6-foot, 205-pound junior quarterback for Classical High School, out with the play. Jaquiel Brown, number 2, wide out near side right. James Eldred and Chandler Laguerre going split end out to the left side. Joshmar Mendez, the big end on the, not the end, the tackle on the right side. Classical runs it. They push the ball out over the 25, but that's about as far as they get, maybe the 26. And this will be a fourth down and substantial. Fourth down and about 17. Timeout. Porthole Restaurant bringing you tonight's game. They have some award-winning clam chowder waiting down there for you, Tim. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quantity and quality, or quality and quantity, whichever one you want. I'd like them both, to be honest with you.
Unlike Scott Cooper.
Dining landmark. What is Scott like again?
Corn chowder.
Corn
chowder.
I
love my corn chowder too, but.
No, I'd like the.
Clam
chowder. I think I would go for their clam chowder. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Linway and Lynn. The Porthole Restaurant. Great to have them with us for the 2015 high school football season.
Providing great food and weekend entertainment for a long time in Lynn.
You know, I know a lot of folks know you, Tim, and the holiday seasons are coming up here. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm sure if you go into the stores, the holiday, you know, the decorations are probably out there, Halloween, and then quickly followed by Christmas and so on. So I'll hold that thought in just a moment. Classical will punt here. Jaquiel Brown gets the snap, puts it away. Up and away the ball goes over midfield, rolling Classical's way to the 40, inside the 40. Coming shy of the 35. Oh, almost got the 35. Call it the 36-yard line. But, Tim, I know some folks like to say, well, you know, maybe I don't know Tim well. I don't know what size shirt he wears or what kind of socks he likes. But I know one thing he would like, and I know you kind of hinted at this earlier tonight, but Giselle has the new coffee table book out. Have you heard about that?
No.
Giselle Bundchen has a new coffee table book out.
Is it her?
It's
or
her,
Trump?
It's her career on the runway, I think.
Oh,
and it was
really?
In the news this week, and it's only priced at $700. No, I'm serious, $700. So, if there's anyone out there, I've heard that Tim wouldn't mind having a copy of that for his coffee table this holiday season. So, but you may want to start saving for it. That's why I'm mentioning it now. Marcus Rivera, Revere's Danny Murphy running it up to the 41-yard line.
You know, I'd have had a chance with that girl if Tom Brady wasn't such a gold digger. You know?
Yeah.
Looking for a sugar mommy. Someone to take care of him.
I hope those guys can make ends meet at some
point.
Jeez,
I know.
I mean, working as hard as they both do. You know, I just hope they, at the end of the day, they can cash those paychecks. Yeah. This is Steve Noel. The check's clear for them, too. No gain there.
You know, that last punt by Jaquiel Brown is just so typical of the way he kicks. He kicks the ball off the end, and he gets it to turn over, and he gets that extended roll after the kick. That even if it's a short kick, it's going to get an extra 10 to 15 yards because of the way it turns over.
I think someone has called a timeout. We might have the two-minute warning. We're brought to you in part by the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for North Shore news, sports, and entertainment information, the Daily Item and itemlive.com. Not sure what they're shouting something up our way, but
the last word was time, and I'm thinking the same thing. How can people hear what he's saying from...
I think I could have if I were just concentrating on him and not having to do what we do here. I might have been able to pull that off.
Yeah. I heard, time. So I hope Dick was able to translate that. Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So the clock was a little fast. Dick Newton, by the way, prides himself on being right on the money. Sometimes it's the officials down in the field that don't know what they're doing, he says.
I'm sure he'll be glad you attributed that.
No. Dan Murphy right up behind center on third down and three for Revere. Timeout call by the Patriots here. We're brought to you in part. Well, wait a minute. We want to tell you about North Shore Sports Night. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, the North Shore Sports Talk Show, here on MSONewsSports.com.
And we'll be talking to Gary Larrabee one last time this week after the FedEx Cup is resolved this weekend as he wraps up his golf contributions to MSO Sports Night. He's always the first man on, and he is the local one of the local legends, local treasures that we have here.
Did you say, if you said treasures, that was the word I was thinking. Yes, very special guy, Gary Larrabee, for sure. Third down here and three for Revere. Quarterback Murphy, back to pass. The rush is on. Dumps it way down on the left side, looking for Lopez. Incomplete.
That should be a flag because that was face guarding. The classical defender, with the receiver getting ready to go for the ball, just jumped up in his face with his hands raised. We'd never look back for the ball. That's clearly interference. And I can see Coach Chicotel on the other side is not happy with that lack of a call. There are two officials right there on the play.
Well, Rams couldn't catch a break at times last week.
They caught one there.
Fourth down here in three. Now the clock says a minute 53. Of course, now DeStefano will punt for Revere. DeStefano stands at his 28 to receive the snap. A little bit high, pulls it down, and
blocked.
He punts it away, and is blocked, rather. Picked up by Revere. Run back out to the 35. Picked up there by Rivera. So Classical will get the football at the 35 of Rivera. So this is huge right now. So Classical is getting like one of those breaks that they kind of gave on a punt, a bad snap on a punt earlier.
Yeah, one of the Classical players, and I think it's a young man who blocked the punt, number 18.
Laguerre.
Managed to get around the far side, the right side blocker, and just ran right into the foot and the football of the Revere punter and took it right in the gut. And he got over to the sideline quickly, but he's up and about. He'll be back into the game. But what a break for Classical. They finally got the block. They were close several times before.
Fake handoff. Matt Loria, the quarterback, runs it near side right. He's ripped down for a loss of almost 5 yards. Tackle there by Steve Knoll, the senior linebacker. Timeout Classical.
Great, great pursuit there. Wrapped him up. Got a hand on his shirt, spun him around, and then completed the tackle. Big, big play for Revere, pushing Lynn Classical back.
Revere's offense was slow in getting going, and their offense slow in getting going as well tonight, but they've kind of recovered here. They're down by the 7 points, 14-7. And this would be a huge stop if they can stop Classical now from keeping it a one-touchdown game going into the half.
Yeah, one thing that Coach Chickatoe is going to have to address is the blocking scheme on the punts, because Classical's been getting penetration from the outside on all of Revere's punts and finally got to block one.
Wide out over the right side, ball tipped and intercepted by Revere at the 28-yard line. By Rivera, runs back to the far side, right to the 40, up to midfield, taken down there to about the 49-yard line. Rivera on the interception.
All right, the clock has to be being kept on the field because the clock is at 126 and hasn't moved. So I don't know actually how much time is left in the first half of this game. Hopefully the referee or the timer, whoever's keeping the time, is letting Coach Ciccatelli know just how much he does have.
We'll call the ball right at the midfield stripe, 50-yard line. First and 10 for Revere, working right to left here now. Yeah, so time we're not quite sure of right here. Big offensive line for the Patriots. Jordy Palma at tight end, at right tackle, on the right side. Wide out, Victor Rivera goes wide out right to the far side right. Keep an eye on him. Murphy back to pass, looks to the right side, in trouble, scrambles, runs over the line of scrimmage, ahead for 5 yards, ahead for eight, out of bounds at the 42.
Good, quick decision there by Murphy. Had nobody downfield. They were all covered very tightly, and he just opted to take off to his right. Found a gap, and again, just outran one of the linebackers to give them second and, let's see where they mark, about second and two. Okay.
Clock says 1:18 to go here in the first half. 14-7 Classical. Of course, running out of bounds, as Murphy did, stops the clock. Back and forth this game goes. It gets kind of, right now, all of a sudden, a charge in the step of the Patriots as they step out of the huddle. One wide out, now two wide outs near side left, one far side right. Murphy, the quarterback, up behind center with one running back, Noel, behind him. He takes the handoff off the right side of the line for the first down, inside the 40, to the maybe the 37, a gain of 5 yards for Noel.
Again, the clock has to be well within a minute, probably within 30 seconds of the half.
Timeout called by Revere.
It's almost time with the first down. Again, you're at the 37-yard line. It might be time to put it in the air a couple of times. But again, Classical's secondary is very, very quick to the ball. You're going to have to make a very accurate pass. And again, a couple of times, Murphy's been a little, 1 or 2 seconds late on his release and not found his receiver. This time he's going to have to be on the money with the pass.
Check out North Shore Today, a radio program that goes up on the website every morning. Ballpark time around 8 o'clock. A little conversation on the day's news, all North Shore slanted. I think it was guests today were Eric Smith, the fire chief from Gloucester High School, and Steve Krause, the news editor of the Daily Item in Lynn.
We have a fire chief at the high school?
Did I say Gloucester High School?
Like I was saying, Winthrop, you want to...
We might have one.
We actually have a firefighter in the building right now.
So, that would be the city of Gloucester, I guess.
Yeah.
One wide out to the right, three near side left, and this time Murphy works out of the shotgun with Noel to his right side. Direct snap, Murphy, toss over the middle, incomplete. It looked like, I think it's LeGuerre was closer than anyone else to almost getting that football. Yeah, the middle linebacker. Or outside linebacker. Incomplete pass. Second and 10 from the 37.
Santos should have broken Frank Kendall's record. He has 137 yards and a touchdown in the first half.
Lopez split end out far side right. Three receivers near side left for Revere. Murphy out of the shotgun, running back to his left side, sprints out to the left side. On the move, throws incomplete. Throw was too high. Receiver was down inside the 35 at about the 33-yard line, and that was Victor Rivera, the receiver. So this will set up a third and 10 for Revere. Coming down to the half here tonight. Live football video coverage tomorrow. Andrew Nicastro to join us from Swampscott as Gloucester plays at Swampscott. It's a noon kick from Bloxage Field in Swampscott. We are at Manning Field in Lynn tonight. Great to have you with us here. John DeSimone, wide out to the right side, number 11. Dan Murphy, the quarterback from the shotgun, looking to the right side out of the backfield. The catch is made at the 35, but that's it. A gain of 2 yards. I think that was Furlong or Rivera making that catch out of the backfield. And now he's a little slow in getting up. Might have been Lopez, the receiver. How much time is left, Tim? What do you think? Well, flag down at the point of the tackle. So let's see what this is. Yes, it's against Classical.
Piling on. Unnecessary roughness.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hurt them last week, too, if you remember, Bill.
This could really hurt them, but depending on the... Well, it's going to hurt them no matter what here, but... Giving the Revere Patriots a first down. So another big penalty here. They had a 10-yard penalty earlier. It's a big one here. Putting the ball first down for Revere at the Classical 20. Just seconds to go here in the first half. Two wideouts each way. Quarterback Nan Murphy out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his left side. Man in motion from left to right. Murphy looking left, throwing that way. And there's a catch at the 10. Run down to the 6. The receiver, Frank Antrim.
Wow, what a catch. He caught that in traffic and then spun back to the outside to gain a couple of additional yards before being wrestled down by the Classical Rams defenders. Big play there. Well, Murphy's not afraid to throw it into traffic, that's for sure, Bill.
So that's a, 14-yard gain for Antrim. I think Revere is out of timeouts right now. They just called their last timeout that they have, and the ball is just outside the 6-yard line, hash mark left side. John DeSimone, the wide out, way out to the right side. Another one out to the right, two to the left. Murphy with a first and goal from the 6-yard line, rolling right side. Looking to cut, going to tuck it and run. He gets down to the near the pylon to the right, staying inbounds. He didn't go across the goal line, so he's inside the 5. They're going to place the ball down at the 1.
Yeah, they got to hurry up. The clock may run out on him now.
Clock is running. Murphy right up behind center. That might have been it. They can't have had a timeout. I thought their timeouts were over. That's the half, right?
No, timeout Classical. Wow, why would you do that? You just gave Revere a chance to settle themselves down, get themselves organized to run the next play.
Guess it depends how much time is left here.
Yeah, this has been the longest 2 minutes and a half that I've
really
ever seen.
It though. Really has.
Maybe it was actually a 5-minute warning because this is...
Well...
I think Classical still had the ball at the 2-minute warning.
Well, as the timeout was called, the ball is at the 1-yard line to our left, hash mark to the right side. Revere trying to punch it into the end zone to our left, trailing 14-7 with just seconds left here in the first half.
No, this is where Classical, you got to jam the middle.
Well, it's 1.8, right, on the clock, 1.8 seconds. Is that it? Or it's not 18, is it?
Who knows? We got the pole right in front of us.
We do have a pole right in front of us.
It looks like 11.8.
That kills us. Yeah, okay, 11.8. Direct a snap from center. Murphy keeps it, goes in for the touchdown, a 1-yard run. Dan Murphy.
Boy, I thought he was going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage, but all of a sudden the halfback came down and just gave him a good royal shove, and then he went. So, a little reminiscent of what happened last week, Bill. Now there's 9.3 seconds left.
Okay.
Wow. Classical's got to be going, no, not again.
Murphy going in for the touchdown, point after kick. Noel's kick is up, and it's no good.
Ooh.
9 seconds to go, 14-13 our score. So the kick fails. And we have just seconds to go here in the first half. We'll check the scores at the half here for you as well. So hang in there with us on MSONewsSports.com. Beverly at the half, 21-7 there. Got a little text from Rick Moore. Says the video looks good.
No, that's good. Did he say how we look?
I was thinking that. He did not.
You know,
sometimes if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Panthers have moved ahead 28-7 over Peabody. Christian Miller had a big 47-yard kickoff return to open up the third quarter, and the Panthers convert. Again, Phil Stacey noted, as I had, that the veteran line play and the more experienced Panthers up front are dominating the line of scrimmage.
Well, Classical has had big plays tonight. Let's see what they do. DiStefano ground ball kick, short kick, is covered up by the Rams at the 40. So they have the ball at the 40. And let's see what Coach Tim Phelps does in the final few seconds of this first half with his team leading by 1 point, 14-13. So if the Rams have struggled with catching breaks the last few weeks, they maybe caught one there by having the extra point kick go wide. Laguerre going out to the left side. Coming out near side right is Jaquiel Brown. And they got the spread offense from the 40, but they run it straight ahead. Ball carrier for Classical High School pushing ahead. That would be Maria out to the 43. So a short gainer there. And that will do it for the first half.
Finally.
Good
Lord.
All right. That's it. We've come to the end of the first half. Half was breezing right along here, and then as Tim mentioned, the final 2 minutes seemingly taking forever here, especially if you're a Classical fan, I think, here. So we're at the half with the score. Lynn Classical 14, Revere 13 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Welcome back to Manning, Field, and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns and Andrew DeCastro, and our halftime score, Lynn Classical leading Revere 14-13, recapping the scoring first quarter. Lynn Classical touching the football for their first time. Hand off to Danny Maria, went 44 yards. That's where Classical got the football, at the 44. And so a 44-yard drive, bang, in one play. Point after kick was good by Ishmael Johnson, and it was 7-0 Lynn Classical High School. In the second quarter, with 5:55 to play, Steve Noel went in from 6 yards out for Revere to tie the game at 7. Steve Noel with the point after kick. And we're tied at 7. Also, just seconds later after that kickoff, it was a 79-yard kickoff return by Jaquiel Brown and Ishmael Johnson with the point after kick for Classical, making it 14-7. And then kind of the second quarter kind of ground on here very slowly, but capped in the final 11 seconds or so with a 1-yard run on a quarterback keeper by Danny Murphy of Revere, bringing the Patriots to within 1 point, but the kick failed. And we are 1 point apart here, with Classical leading Revere by 1 point, 14-13 at the half. Rick Moore will be back with more. Tim Kearns. Who were you last week, Tim? You were Rick last week.
I was Rick
last week,
too.
I'm sorry, but this is the first time I've done that.
I'm going to get in one of those Rick faces and just put it on.
No, don't do that. No, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, then you should call me Tim by then.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll step aside, and when we come back, Tim Kearns will be back with us. Again, he's looking for that Giselle Bundchen coffee table book for the holidays. Just a $700 out of the pocket. I say some of us go in with it. We'll go in together on it. We're back ahead, just ahead.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with 5 hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Back at Manning Field in Lynn, Bill Newell, Tim Kearns, Andrew Nicastro here at Manning Field, and it is Lynn Classical leading 14-7, looking for their first, 14-13 rather, looking for their first win of the 2015 season. Tim Kearns is following all the scores, important scores on the North Shore, scores beyond the North Shore, and then some irrelevant North Shore scores.
I haven't found an innocuous enough score yet. Nobody's playing right now. So, but I will find it. But our updated scores, again, Bill, we're talking at 28-7, Beverly over Peabody, as Beverly continues to win the battle of the line of scrimmage. 13-7, Salem over Saugus. It is now 16-7, Marblehead over Danvers. There was an interception return. Mascanoma continues to lead Newburyport 21-7. St. Mary's 36-0 Essex over Essex Tech at the half. At the half, it was Manchester Essex 21-0. And Linfield burying Amesbury 41-0 early in the third quarter. So those are the latest scores we've had, Bill. Unless you've managed to update me,
I might be able to scoop the innocuous score of the night. Would you be interested in the Duxbury soccer score over Cohasset?
Oh, I could take that.
That's probably a real.
Now, wait,
that's probably
you
a big game.
Me last week, for,
but that's for a 2-0 Duxbury beat Cohasset today in boys soccer. I think.
And an update: Beverly soccer beat Gloucester boys soccer 3-0 this afternoon.
And it was Winthrop boys soccer over Lynn Classical of soccer this afternoon, 4-1 today. Any other scores there, Timothy?
Dick just gave me 26-0 Lynn English over Winthrop.
Okay.
So Coach Driscoll, team is definitely struggling. They took one on the chin last week. They are winless at this point in the season. It looks like they're going to drop to 0-3 unless they have a major comeback, and English will jump to 2-1 on season.
That's right. You're right. All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll step aside. Both teams are, well, Revere is out, ready for the second half, and we got a one-point game. Classical leading Revere 14-13, back with the second half just ahead.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
The Revere kickoff to Lynn Classical gets down to about the 45-yard line. Little scramble for the football, very short onsides kind of kick. But Classical will have it at the 46.
Ooh. So Marblehead sort of taking control of their game against Danvers, Bill. It's now 21-7.
Now, wait a minute here. Are they saying Revere recovered that? They are. Revere.
Ooh.
They're saying Revere onside kick successful. So Revere starts out the second half in great shape at the Lynn Classical 46-yard line with a successful onside kick. Danny Murphy faking the handoff, running it. He's a quick runner off the right side of the line, around right end. He has at least 5 yards, maybe six on the first down run.
Brendan Hall reporting an upset in the making between number 14 Andover against number 5 BC High. It is 22-15 in the third quarter of that one. So if you're keeping tabs on the guys with the numbers in front of them, that's one to watch.
Andover leading?
Andover is leading 22-15.
All right.
Tenuous, but they're leading.
Anthony DiStefano over the ball at center. Murphy working from the shotgun this time. Man in motion. Fake handoff. It is the handoff to the end coming back around left side. And that's Rivera, I think, being cut down without any gain here as he tried to go around left end. So Rivera gets nothing. Victor Rivera, 5'7", 150-pound junior, big running back for this team, along with James Furlong, Steve Noel, number 44, the fullback. The ends include Oscar Lopez, John DeSimone, Frank Antrim, and Jake Noftral. And a penalty here against Revere. I think this is their first penalty of the night.
I believe you are correct, William, as you normally are.
I'm getting defensive now. I don't know what's going to come next. Something is going to happen here. So I'm kind of looking up over my left shoulder. Trying not to get overconfident here, albeit early third quarter with a one-point Lynn Classical lead. My partner just buttered me up. Something's wrong. Two wideouts each way. Here's Murphy rolling out right side, throwing on the run, and it looks like a catch is made. Yes, just outside the 40 at the 42-yard line. That'll be about a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Second time Murphy has rolled out like that, Bill, and hit the pass to number two, Oscar Lopez, on the run. Great catch by Lopez, and again, takes it out of bounds.
Gain of 10 yards on that after the penalty. So it sets up a third down here and a good seven for Revere at the 42 of Classical. Rams want to make a stop here. The Patriots got the onside kick successfully. executed it to start the second half, trailing by a point.
What a great decision by Coach Ciccarelli.
When it works, it's a great decision. From the 42, third down here, Murphy to throw. It's incomplete.
Yeah.
Ball hit the turf.
A little bit low. Now, that time, Murphy got rid of the ball quickly. But, again, the receiver was a couple of yards deeper than I think Murphy was expecting when the ball went into the turf.
Antrim, the receiver, 6'2", 160 senior. Fourth down here, and a good six for Revere. Not necessarily punting here, it doesn't appear. Rams do not have anyone back in punt coverage, so they're in four-down territory. From the classical 42, fourth down and six. They need to get down to the 36. Here is the quarterback rolling out, now keeping it, tucking, going straight ahead, gets hit, gets a couple of yards, but not enough for the first down. He'll be stopped just inside the 40, and the Rams will take over there.
Well, Rams did a good job of containing Murphy and the Patriots on that set of downs after being sort of caught flat-footed on the onside kick to start the second half. Now they'll get the ball in good field position starting at their own 40-yard line. Again, the update, Marblehead went for two after the touchdown. They now lead Danvers 23-7.
Legere going split end out, far side left as Classical comes out from the near sidelines from a discussion. Matt Loria, the quarterback, has a halfback to his left side. The handoff goes to Maria off the left side of the line up near the 44-yard line, a gain of 4 yards. Maria had the big touchdown run, first score of the game from 44 yards out. That time he gains 4 yards. Second and six for Lynn Classical at their 44-yard line. Matt Loria, the junior quarterback, 6 foot, 205 pounds. Danny Rose at center. Javier Delgado and Renzo Papaterra are the guards. Josmar Mendez and Adalberto Cerrita are the tackles here. Laguerre, Chandler Laguerre going split end out, far side left. Two receivers near side right. Now Laguerre comes in motion to the near side, takes the handoff, comes around right end, dances up to the 45, hit down at the 49. I think he's 1 yard short of the first down, which would be the midfield stripe. It is, yeah, they'll put it down at the 49. So a 5 yard run for Laguerre.
He is a very, very shifty runner here. He was like tap dancing along the, his route to that on that gain, Bill, just looking for the next hole to cut up inside of.
He's quite an athlete, Laguerre. He does plays on both sides of the football. Now he's split end out to the left side. Loria, direct snap, handoff, Maria straight ahead, first down run, surging just enough over the midfield stripe down to about the 49 of Rivera. 2 yard gain for the senior running back. It's 5'10", 205 pounds. He has 6 yards here in the second half on two carries. So a little small ball here for Coach Tim Phelps in Classical High School. Marcus Rivera hustling in off the sidelines. Coming out of the game is Danny Maria. 1 point game. Classical leading Revere. We're in the third quarter. 7:39 to play. From the shotgun, it's a quarterback keeper. Loria straight ahead, inside the 45, down near the 41. If he has the 41, it's 8 yards.
That was the play, Bill, last week. The fake handoff to the running back, and Loria goes up the middle for the, they were attempting the two-point conversion, and he fumbled on, and the ball went in the end zone and sponsored cover. That was the exact same play.
Loria for 8 yards, second down and two. This drive is a classic Classical drive here. Getting just enough for the first downs here and there. And now they've got a second down and two. Running situation, straight ahead run. It appears that Rivera is the ball carrier and has just enough for the first down.
Yeah, he got just shy before he got stacked up by the Revere defense, reacting very quickly, but not fast enough to print that first down. So the march continues. Have our first final of the night, Bill. Manchester Essex defeats Georgetown 34-0.
All right.
And Rich Hill is pitching a fabulous game for the Sox. The lead 1-0. At least 1-0. It's 2-0?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
John Kassian is here with us.
Someone else will correct me.
From Manning Field. Tim will fire He's got three questions already written out for you, John, so just look out here, okay? But we'll get this playoff here with 6:29 to go third quarter. Classical run play. I think it's Rivera straight ahead, maybe for 1 yard on the first down carry from the 38-yard line of Revere.
You know, Bill, you said I had three questions written down in my mind. Automatically went to the Monty Python scene, the scene at the Bridge of Death where the old man asks three questions. And, John, hopefully you get them all right, because otherwise you're going tumbling out the window.
Right. What is your name? What is your quest? And what is the wind velocity of a sparrow?
Excellent. Monty Python. I love it. What is a favorite color? Boom, no brown. That's one of the best scenes in that entire movie.
Second down and 9. Laria calling the signals, and now timeout is called here. Delay of game, possibly.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, this is a delay of game call against Classical, a 5-yard penalty.
I don't see this, you know, meltdown into Monty Python marathon here. John, how are you?
Good. Everything's good. Nice crowd tonight.
John rode up on his horse, kind of galloping up down the hallway.
No,
here.
He had this little guy with coconuts.
Came in here for a complaint, did you? What was that, for an argument, John? Is that what you came up here for?
Everything's good. We're glad to have you here.
Actually, the facilities are in great shape, John. And this is a very entertaining game.
Second down, 14. Laria heaves it way downfield for Laguerre, and it's incomplete. Fell a little bit short of him and nearly was intercepted by Victor Rivera of Revere at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he was fighting it out with Laguerre going down the left, the far sideline, Bill, and he made us a cut inside and nearly had an opportunity to make the interception, but the ball went right through right through the wickets, as they say.
John, what's new? What's happening? Any news?
Everything's been busy here, you know, multiple events every day. We had a soccer game before the game today. You guys were here last Friday night. We had a great crowd for that doubleheader.
Yeah.
Beautiful night. So far the weather's been with us and everything's been going on point.
Absolutely. Here's a third down here at about 15 for Classical from the 42. Laria in a little trouble, scrambling, throws, dumps it off, and a catch, a leaping grab near the line of scrimmage by Maria, about 5 yards ahead. He's hit down right away. But I think he's held on to the ball. Flag down here.
Yeah, I'm
Let's
not
see
sure
what this is.
I mean, that was just.
This is against Classical.
Lineman.
Ineligible receiver down
here. Yeah. That was my first. It could have been interference because that was just a free for all ball. You know, he was in the grasp and he was going down and he just saw a receiver out of the corner of his eye and he just heaved it. I mean, kind of reminded me if that had been completed of the two deflections last week that St. Mary's got, Swampson got at the end of the game in the overtime that allowed them to win that particular game. John, big doings at the Lynn Auditorium this year.
Yeah, it's been very, very busy. Keith Lockhart and a few of the symphony, the Pops members are coming next week. Steve Miller, Boz Skaggs, Johnny Mathis, a lot of activity there. The price is right. So go to LynnAuditorium.com to purchase your tickets. That's really taken off. It's become a very busy venue year-round.
And I heard that the price is right. It will be audience participation going up to play the game.
I believe, yeah. I think there's a whole process in terms of, you know, getting to become eligible to be on the show versus, you know, just being in the audience. But it's a traveling thing that obviously mimics the TV show that's been on forever.
Jaquille Brown to punt. Snap comes back to him after a penalty. Line drive kick rolls down inside the 20 to the 18. No return. So an effective punt by Classical. I see the host for the Price is Right coming to the auditorium. It's Al Barker. Is that right? Not Bob Barker?
It's going to be some Barker. Somebody will be barking anyway.
No, but I hear that's a great show, though, right?
And I mean, speaking of barking, Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, he's coming early next year in March, I believe. So he'll be back.
Will people be able to bring their pets?
I don't think they can unless they're selected to be on the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he will have animals, obviously, on stage with him.
Because my little guy is, he did nothing to do with my guy. He's so gentle.
5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Revere takes over at their 19-yard line. After the punt, Murphy, the quarterback, fakes the handoff, runs off the right side of the line for 6 yards out to the 25-yard line.
Now, you mentioned Buzz Skaggs. You know, God, going back about four-plus decades, I remember listening to him, his music when he first came out. He was on BCN, and BCN was kind of like an underground station back in the early, late 60s, early 70s. BCN was underground, that FM band that people were now going to. And I remember listening to Boz Skaggs, and like now he's so mainstream.
Right.
It has been for like 30-plus years.
Well, interestingly, he was in the Steve Miller Band for the first couple albums of the Steve Miller Band, too.
Wide out, one wide out to the right and two near side left as quarterback Dan Murphy has Revere with a 2nd and 4 from their 25-yard line, trailing by a point in the third quarter. The rush is straight ahead for 1 yard to the 26.
Bill, a lot of the running plays for Revere seem to take a long time to get going. It's not bang, bang, and like quick hitters. It just takes a long time to develop, and that's given that classical team speed a chance to get into the backfield and make a number of tackles there.
People are using the baseball field still in the fall, too, right, John?
Fisher College does all their fall activity over there.
Yeah, that's
and then
great.
We have a couple other selected rentals, et cetera. But mainly, I'd say 95% of the activity in the fall is Fisher till about the third week of October.
And I know you had a great night or day Wednesday with both classical and English girls and boys soccer playing on that day.
Absolutely.
Run play, third down and short, and it is Rivera taking the handoff. He gets the first down coming around left end of the 30, pushed out of bounds at the 35. A lot of people running out of bounds there.
Yes.
No, they're saying he stayed in bounds. Okay, fair enough. Rivera, the ball carrier.
No wonder it wasn't a flag because that was like mayhem on top of him. Now, that play went off much, much quicker for Revere, and they turned something really positive out of it. They got some good blocking at the point of attack. They also got a couple good seal blocks on the ends of the classical defense. But that's, I think, what they have to do is just pick up the pace of the running plays and try to catch Glasgow before they get into the gaps.
Two wideouts, one of them Oscar Lopez out far side right and two near side left. Murphy from the shotgun, halfback set to his left side. Quick pass out on the right side, incomplete, nearly picked off.
Yeah, again, he's throwing into tight coverage. There was a safety in a corner coming up on that play, and The ball was tipped, but the two classical defenders had bumped into each other and sort of knocked them off stride that they couldn't react quick enough to pick off that pass that, boy, was there for the taking.
The new roster that we were given didn't have a 16. Our old one has Nieves, so I'm not sure who that was because it was 16, not 18. John, you know, last Friday night with the doubleheader, which involved really three Lynn teams plus Swampscott, which is like a neighbor.
Border town,
Border town, for sure. I got the sense walking out, and the crowd hung for quite a while that night. Here's a run play for a second effort run. It was no gain, and now it is Rivera scrambling to get 3 yards or so out of it. But there was just a great atmosphere. People just seemed to really enjoy it. They hung around for a while after the game.
It was very positive event. I would venture to say that at least half the crowd from the first game hung for the second, you know, a good part of the second game. And, it was a beautiful night weather-wise. Everything was right. You know, we had plenty of staff, plenty of help. You know, no negative incidents at all. Just a great sports night for the city.
You know, is there a plan made to bring more kind of doubleheaders in at any particular time, John? You guys discuss adding doubleheaders to the schedule?
Here's a run play. Murphy scrambling, the quarterback drops way back and now runs back to the line of scrimmage and has a first down up to midfield, down to the 45 of Lynn Classical and out of bounds. Wow.
Well, the last few years, we've either had one or two. And it really is, you know, the schedule somewhat dictates it because there's an uneven schedule because it's 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's just how does all the home games and away games fall? And then you could have a doubleheader during that 3 week playoff, non-playoff between the end of the now regular season and Thanksgiving. So, you know, that schedule we won't even know till, you know, basically,
right,
you know, the last week of October. The first one every year is usually planned And then if we need to do another one later, you know, that schedule will dictate it.
Murphy throwing way downfield on the right side, incomplete. I think that was Antrim, the receiver, way down on the right, trying to run the go pattern down the right sidelines. Murphy overthrew it, incomplete, second and 10 from the classical 45.
You know, Coach Ciccatelli is not afraid to throw that deep ball down the sideline, Bill, and they're just missing on it. And thinking back to last week's game with Swampscott and Glasgow, Swampscott kept throwing the sideline pass to the left sideline on a go pad, and they just kept missing it.
Go
and
the,
then in the last 30 seconds, they hit it.
Two down.
For a big game that led to the tying touchdown. And I think that Revere saw that. I think they're going to keep pressing that deep ball, hoping that at some point they're going to hit it.
Looks like Masco is up on Newburyport now, 21-7. That game moving along here. It's a second and 10 for Revere from the 45. And Murphy with a deep drop and a handoff. Running back coming near side left. Turns to left side down to the 30, to the 20. And inside the 20 to the 17-yard line. And that might have been, I don't know if that was Noftal who or not.
Okay. All right, John's going to leave us. And, John, listen, for all you do to help us throughout the year, I want to give you your annual gift certificate to the Sylvan Street Grill, a great place to eat, a great place to meet. So enjoy it with somebody, maybe the wife.
Maybe the wife. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
Maybe right. Take me later?
We'll see.
Okay. Thank you, John. All right, buddy.
Well, that was not a hard decision for him to make. No, not at all.
I gotta get a free meal somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, first down, Revere at the 18-yard line of Classical. They're down by a point. Noel, the ball carrier, slamming ahead down near the 10. So that's a gain of about 7 yards.
Well, you know, Bill, on the last play where Murphy kept it, I was falling the well because I thought he actually had the – that was the exact same play, only this time they gave it to him, and it was a big hole up the middle because the Classical defense flowed with Murphy thinking that he may have had the ball again. And after that big game, you got to keep your eye on him. So Revere mixing up a little bit here in the third quarter with 43 seconds and running, trailing 14-13.
Time running out here in the third quarter, but plenty of time for Revere here. They've got a second down and about two or three from the 10. And Noel, the ball carrier, pushes off the right side of the line. The surge is there. He's very close to the first down. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill with John Kassian at the Sylvan Street Grill. Also, check out our games there at the Sylvan Street Grill, our live video games, such as tonight's game showing there live, and Saturday's game, tomorrow's game at noon, as Gloucester plays at Swampscott, and that game showing at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Dam is still down to Marblehead 23-7 with 6 minutes left. Doug Santos against Beverly tonight has run for 202 yards. So he has definitely passed Frank Candela.
Oh, that is the quarter. We've come to the end of the third quarter with Classical hanging on here with a one-point lead on MSO Newsports.com. 14-13 our score.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Classical fans thinking defense. Defense here. The Revere Patriots have a third down and one from the Classical 8-yard line. They've got to get down to the 7, trailing by 1 point, 14-13. Rams have led all the way here. The game's been tied, was tied at 7. But the Rams have not trailed here, and that's in jeopardy right now. So the ball is at the just inside the 8. About a 1 yard to go situation for the Patriots with a third down here inside the 10 at the 8. Quarterback Murphy spins, hands off Knowles, off the right side of the line, straight ahead. One Revere player says a surge is enough for a first down. The officials come in. And one official on the near side, oh yeah, he's got the first down. He's down to the six. So Noel gets the first down for Revere. Just underway, fourth quarter, first snap of the fourth quarter. Dan Murphy, the senior quarterback for Revere High School, 5'9", 170 pounds, a running and passing threat here. And seems as the field gets tighter, he gets more dangerous. Sometimes teams get kind of bottled up when they get down in the red zone, but Murphy has that ability to loosen things up with his running and passing ability. So here's a first and goal from the 5-yard line. Man in motion, or too many men in motion, or no timeout. Timeout called by Revere.
Bill, if you get a chance, you have to check out this picture from the Red Sox game. David Ortiz drives in two runs as Xander Bogaerts scores immediately.
Yes, right.
After Dustin Pedroia. Dustin Pedroia isn't even up from his slide, and Bogaerts is already on the plate. Holy Moses. Now that's hustling around the base paths.
I remember, I think it was Ortiz leading the way. I remember watching one game. I think it was at it when Red Sox had two runners right behind Ortiz coming across home plate. Yeah. First down here and goal at the 5-yard line. The snap from center. The quarterback rolling out. He's all alone and runs in. Touchdown.
Well, they had to go. They had a movement, motion to the left. They faked the handoff to Noel up the middle. And Murphy kept it. And it was simply the quarterback keeper, and he simply rolled out very lackadaisically and then put on the jets as he got around to the 5-yard line untouched. Nobody had him covered. Everybody went to the middle of the field, and Revere has taken a 19-14 lead with the extra point coming. Now will they go for two to try to make it a 7-point lead? We have some finals. Beverly over Peabody, 28-7. Doug Santos went for 202 yards. Masconomet 21-7 over Newburyport. St. Mary's 44-16 over Essex Tech. Manchester Essex 34-0 over Georgetown. And they are going for two.
Noel is in the backfield as a running back. Murphy, the quarterback, fake give to him, and the quarterback keeps it, tries to turn the left end, and he's going to be brought down. So the 2 points fail. 2-point rush fails. So we are now at 19-14, Revere. It was 14-13, Classical leading at the half here on MSONewsSports.com. So we'll pause for a moment. We're back with more just ahead here on More Stuff Online, MSONewsSports.com.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Revere getting ready to kick off to Lynn Classical, and the Rams find themselves down 19-14. 10:22 to play in this game. Game brought to you in part today by Harrington's Trophy, rewarding the North Shore on the North Shore for over 25 years. They're on Chestnut Street in Lynn, or visit them at harringtontrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service. A little bouncing onside kick again, covered up by Classical this time at the 45. So the Rams cover that one up.
Well, fool me once, shame on me. Shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me. Never mind. Classical wasn't going to fall for it. They had definitely the good hands people up there on the line. You know, sometimes you get them right, and sometimes you just...
Yeah, that's right.
Screw them all up,
that's
Bill.
That's right. That's a gimme. We knew what you meant.
Okay.
Classical, Floria, quarterbacking from the shotgun, hands off, running play for 2 yards from the 45 down to the 43-yard line. The ball carrier was Danny Maria. Maria with some short gains earlier. Classical needs a score here. Fourth quarter, trailing by that 19-14 margin. Laguerre, keep an eye on him. He's wide out near side left. Jaquiel Brown, wide out far side right. Wide out slotted to the left side. And Laurier, the quarterback, hands off to the running back. This is Maria sweeping the left side. Down inside the 40, inside the 40, down near the 37. Short of the first down, but it'll set up a third and short for Lynn Classical. About a 6-yard gain for running back Danny Maria. Laurier, 6 foot, 205-pound junior. That defensive line for Revere has DeStefano, Palmer, Martinez, Gomez, and Salcido. Linebackers, Noel, Ordinez, Noftil, DeSimone. Back further is Lopez, Rivera, Furlong, Antrim, and Murphy. This is Maria, again a run. He's got the first down this time inside the 35, down to the 33. A 5-yard gain for Maria. Picking up some yards now. It'll be a first down for Classical at the Revere 33-yard line. Started this possession, what, at the 40, 44 again? Is that right? Yeah, Revere at the Revere 44. Wideouts, let's see. Eldred going split end out to the right side. Also, Barnard going split end out to the right side with Jaquiel Brown. Laguerre wide out near side left. Four wideouts. And the running back, Maria, takes the handoff, and he is sacked, dropped down in the backfield.
Yeah, the miscommunication there on the hand. Laurier, I think it was an option, a read option. And DeStefano in on the tackle, just busting in as, again, Laurier appeared hesitant to let the ball go to Maria. And by that time, DeStefano was just in the backfield and rapid. He could have tackled both of them. He was in there so fast.
Well, Maria has had a lot of positive yardage here in this in that last couple of possessions, this time with short gainers. That time he loses about 5 yards on that, setting up a second down and, well, call it a loss of six, actually, here. Loss of six. Second down and 16. Time running out, or running down here on Classical. 7:50 to play in this football game. Brown split end out to the far side right. Laguerre near side left. Direct snap from center. Laurier has it. Rolling out left side. Rushes on. Oh, and he's going down at the 45. And again, DeStefano was one of the first players there to put the grasp on the quarterback Laurier around the ankles. And then two other teammates finished him off.
Yeah, number 50, Fotron, got great penetration off of the left side. And forced Laurier to continue to his left as he sprinted out. And again, Laurier just no place to go, wrapped up by an effective penetration by the and Jordy Palmer busting in on that play as well. So again, Revere all of a sudden showing some mettle here and thwarting the Rams' attempts to get downfield and retake the lead here.
We'll take a break here with a timeout here in the fourth quarter on MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Helping defensive lineman Gabe Martinez, a junior, off the field, number 78. Does not look great for him, but maybe an ankle or something Tim was thinking of.
Yeah, he had the knee bent up. He wasn't going to put any pressure on the foot, so imagine it's probably an ankle injury.
This is a third down and 22 for Classical. Laurier throwing quickly, lofting it way down for Laguerre. It's up for grabs. It's incomplete. Classical wants an interference call. They're not going to get one.
Well, turnabout is fair play.
So,
Andover, upsets number 5, BC High, 38-15. That'll throw a monkey wrench into the rankings next week.
Well, this will be fourth down for Classical from the 44 of Revere, and it's fourth down, and I said, 22 yards to go. 21, 22 yards to go. And Classical changing up, so they'll punt here. Now, Jaquiel Brown can run the football. He's their punter, but he's standing way back at his own 40 to receive the snap. Classical hoping if they do punt it away, not a fake. Snaps a bit high, and Brown puts it in the air. Lofts a kick that'll come down inside the 20. Takes a nice Classical roll down inside the 15. Probably out of bounds at the 14. Yes, that's the way they mark it. So Classical will pin their hopes on their defense here, trailing by the 19-14 score. They need to get the football back and make something happen.
Well, when Revere has operated very quickly in the run game, it's been much more successful than when they're in that slow-mo mode. When it's quick hit, is they're getting to the outside, they're busting through the interior of the Classical defensive line, and they're making positive yardage. When the plays are very slow to develop, it's given the defensive line and backs of Classical the opportunity to get good penetration, seal off the corners, and stop any kind of advance.
Danny Murphy of Revere with his team down at the 14-yard line. First down, keeper, quarterback, up over the 15, 20, 25 out of bounds. He's got the 25. He's got the first down. He needed to get to the 24 for the first down. Murphy kind of collides into that Classical bench. Everything's okay, though. Gets a little tap on the back, and he gets... where'd they give him? They didn't give him the... I think they gave him the 25. Yeah, that's a 5-yard... that's an 11-yard gain for Murphy. And that's a first down to the 25. Under 7 minutes.
You know, again, another quick hit play, you know, real decisive. Just looking for the quick hole and then hit, getting into it and getting some separation. That's what Revere's been most successful at tonight.
Defensively for Classical High School, that D-line has Papatera, Ibar, Morris, and Pimental. We'll tell you the others in a moment. It's a first and 10 for Revere at their 25-yard line. Give to the running back. No gain. Might have been Rivera cut down at the 25-yard line. Linebackers include Danny Maria, Chandler Laguerre, Danny Rose, and back deep in that secondary, Ishmael Johnson, Marcus Rivera, Chase Bono, the freshman, and James Eldred. Juan Rodriguez had a collarbone injury earlier this year. Would have played some defensive action there. Eldred on the near corner here, number 8 for Classical. 6.5 minutes to play in this football game. Classical trailing 19-14 to Revere. They've got the football, 2nd and 10 at their 25. Sending wideouts 2 to the left and 1 to the right. Handoff going to Lopez, turns the left corner, sprints outside, dives for the first down out of the 35. Let's see what they give him. Very close.
Very close, Bill. We have to wait for the officials.
Nice run by Oscar Lopez, showing some speed as he accelerated around left end. They won't give him the first down. They give him 9 wow. yards, though. Yeah, I don't think he really got it, but he dove for that sideline.
I thought he was closer than what they're putting the third down marker at, though.
Well, he's got about 9, a little less than 9. So third down and two.
Again, just real quick plays, decisive handoffs, and again, given Lopez, who's got speed to get to the outside corner, that opportunity to do just that.
Rams started off so strongly defensively. Here's a run play straight ahead. This is very close. It's a short gainer. They didn't need much. They needed like 1.5 or so.
Yeah,
he may not have it, but he may.
Steve Noel on the carry, and again, Glassman did a good job reacting to the gut play. And I think he's just short.
I don't see the football, Tim, right now. I see an injured Classical player down.
He may be lying on the ball. he may be the guy that prevented it. I just saw the official
bringing the change
spot it. That's very close.
First down.
Wow, that's big for big for Revere.
Injured classical player, too. Brought to you in part tonight by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're at 84 High Street in Danvers. Moore GMC with a great line of GMC products. Also by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located on Chestnut Street in Lynn, not far away from here, like a five-iron shot from here. Harrington Trophy.
Oh, not the way I hit him.
HarringtonTrophy.com, quality products and exceptional customer service. And Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, Lynn Museum, Washington Street in Lynn. They had the hops in history last weekend that Tim did not get a chance to go to.
Yeah.
Kind of devastated.
I was. Mostly traumatized.
Injured classical player Danny Maria walking off on his own power to the near sideline. So hopefully he is okay. Revere fired up across the way. They're leading 19-14 with just under 6 minutes to play in tonight's game.
Well, it's been a while since Revere started the season 3-0, and if they can hold off the Rams for another 5 minutes and 50 seconds, they will do just that.
This is a first down for Revere at the 35-yard line, their own 35. Wideouts two to the left, one to the right. Danny Murphy, the quarterback, right up behind center, spins, hands off, a rush for 5 yards out to the 40.
Yeah, that offensive line of Revere is starting to open up some nice holes. Put some gaps up there for Steve Noel, the running back. Yeah, he's getting 5 yards, almost 5 yards a carry now.
5'8", 160-pound senior. You know, they got a little less cute later in this game after they started, and that's been effective for them. Just, you know, I don't think they're quite as big as classical. Up front, look at the line. They've got a 190 center, 175 guard, 190 guard, 160 tackle, 230 tackle. They're not the biggest team, really, around here on the North Shore. Murphy spins. No, keeps it. Strung out along the right side, take it down at the 42, and there's a flag down.
Now, this may be hands of the face mask on the quarterback. Oh, really? Wow, holding? Now, there we go. Now you got it right. He pointed the classical, and I'm thinking, wait a minute now, the classical didn't grab a face mask. Yes, it's face masking on the quarterback, though. It was more of a straight on that just happened to get the classical defender's helmet, but mm-hmm. He was in that area, and the official threw the flag, and I was wondering whether or not he was going to judge it that way. You know, straight on to the top of the helmet, fine, to the chest, fine. You get on that face mask area, and you know, you're going to pay the penalty because it's such a dangerous thing. You could severely injure a player if you grasp that face mask, that face bar, and you twist it.
15-yard penalty against Revere, putting the ball at the 28. So this will be a second down and 17 for Revere. Well, Classicals really, this is when they're caught a break with a penalty. They've got to step up and make the big defensive play now to try to get the football back late in this game with an opportunity to try to score to win it. Murphy, direct snap, quarterback keeper, slams off the right side of the line, goes out of bounds at the 35.
And he was much more careful, Bill, with that left straight arm. As it sort of got near the classical defender's head, he pulled his arm in and ended up being tackled as a result.
About a 6 yard gain, third and 11 now.
But again, you know, you made it the point about a minute ago. Revere much more decisive in what they're doing. They're not hesitating. They're just simply attacking classical up the middle on the wings, and it's just happening much faster for them, and that pace is definitely suiting them very well here, especially in the second half, as you mentioned.
Well, Lynn Classical setting up Revere with their third and 11. Third down and 11 for Revere at their 34-yard line, working left to right here, fourth quarter, leading in this game. Handoff, running back coming around left end. up to the 40, 43. Short of the first down, but it's going to be fourth down and short for Revere. About 2 yards short of the first down. Is that Noel, the ball carrier? Coming around left end, yeah.
Wow. Danvers has come back to tie the score 23-23. And Matt Williams of the Sam News reporting, it looks like they're headed to overtime.
Wow. So here is a big decision maker for both teams here. Revere with 3 minutes 54 seconds with a 4th down and 2 at their own 43-yard line. Punt or no punt? Now there's a flag dropped here. This could be a delay of... No one called a timeout or what the deal is here. They didn't wave off the flag.
Well, they're in overtime in Marblehead. Davis and Davis fumbled at the 1 yard line. Marblehead recovered. So Marblehead now gets it at the 5 yard line. Wow.
All right. So it's a fourth down and kind of a short two for Revere. They will punt. I was going to say, you got to punt here. In this situation, from their own 43, fourth down and two, the snap comes back to DeStefano, puts the foot of the ball, pretty strong punt, no return here, takes a Revere roll inside the 30 to the 28, and that's about where it rolls dead. And it'll be first down for Classical at their 28-yard line with 3 minutes 43 seconds to play.
Well, the Marblehead Davis game is over as Marblehead wins 29-23 in the first overtime as Gary Keough throws to Manning Sears for the winning points. Davis missed the golden opportunity, but they lost it on the fumble.
Well, the Rams have 73 yards to go here, starting at their own 27-yard line, 3:43 to play. So let's see what they pull out of the playbook here. Quick pass, look inside. The grab is made by Eldred to the middle, lining up on the left side. He's got the catch at the 35, out to the 36. It's a gain of about 8 on first down. Classical going without a huddle. Oh, they place it down very close to the first down. I'm surprised they don't look at this. Got to be second down and short here. Second down and just inches here. So about a 9-yard gain on that pass play from Laurier to Eldred. Direct snap, back to Laurier, another pass play that's caught by Eldred again, coming back out by Laguerre, rather, caught back out at the left side, out to the 47. That's a first down catch there.
Well, was the Classical coaching staff holding this game plan in their back pockets and deciding, well, we'll break it out at the end if we need it?
Clock.
Because in two quick pass plays, they have picked up essentially 2 first downs. And again, Laurier on the money with the passes.
Danny Maria, remember he went off hurt earlier. He's not out there now. Marcus Rivera is in the backfield as a running back. 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left side. Maria looks to the left side, lofts it up for Laguerre. It's too far.
Over the wrong shoulder. Ooh. He was looking to, Laguerre looking to go inside as he went down the numbers. And Laurier threw it to the outside. He had him. Laguerre had the man, had his defender beat.
The other thing, what you look on that play, Rivera, much shorter ball player than Laguerre, the defender. And Laguerre has got strength. He's got height. One of those things that if you put it up there, it's like a jump ball in basketball. You know who's going to come down with it or who has the best shot of coming it down with it. So let's see if the Classical coaching staff kind of takes another look at that down the road here.
Well, it worked against him.
Second down and 10 for Classical at their 47. It's a run play. Rivera up ahead. Big opener. 40, 30. Slow down. 25, 20. Down to the 20. Rivera with a run and then a saving tackle by Revere's James Furlong. Oh, my. If Furlong does not make that tackle or stop, Marcus Rivera would have gone all the way.
If he didn't run into Laguerre, Laguerre actually slows him down after colliding with his teammate and allowed the secondary to come up and eventually make that touchdown-saving tackle. And now, Classical with 2:25 and counting, sets up shop inside the Revere 20.
19-yard line fumble, and I think Revere might have this. A lot of white jerseys all over it. The ball was loose on the snap, and they've covered it. I think Revere's got it. It's whistled down. Revere player running it down to the end zone.
Well, he's not taking any chances. He's going to go in there. And
oh, my.
I don't know. The ball was on the ground, but was the individual who recovered it on the ground? Because I didn't see him lying prone. I saw him just bending over the ball and then taking off.
They're giving the ball to Revere, Tim, it looks like.
The center for Lynn Classical scuffed the ball as he was getting ready to snap it back, and the nose of the ball hit the turf and just tumbled a little bit, and Revere busting through the line.
It's really
bounced on it.
Yeah, the ball went like about a yard behind the offensive line on the left side. And it's like, if you're the offensive lineman, there's no way you could react to that ball. But if you're a defensive lineman, you're coming right there. You see the ball, and there were two white uniforms right there.
Yep.
So a horrible break for Classical on the mistake, and the Revere Patriots take over at their own 21-yard line. And they run it straight ahead a couple of yards to the 22. Probably that is Noel, the ball carrier. Yeah, Noel. 2 minutes to play here. 2 minute warning being given out here, I believe. Big, big play by Classical.
Major league miscue.
Rivera, and then the mistake. Coach Phelps and his Classical Rams stepping off into league play here. Trailing now 19-14 to Revere, hoping for a big break themselves here or a turnover. But time is running short here. Dan Murphy, the Revere quarterback, has come on. They could not do anything their first couple of possessions here tonight, Revere. Got nothing. Rams defense was all over them. Definitely came out with a plan, but Revere made some adjustments here. And the Patriots send wideouts, two to the left, one to the right, near side. Ball hash mark right side. Murphy down, running it himself, turning the right side, dives to the 24. This will be third and about seven. Now the clock, Tim, still is at a minute 57, so that's not moving. So I don't know about the time. We ran into this situation near the end of the first half as well. So this is a third down and long for Revere. So what do you do if you're the Rams? You expect run? Do you want pass? You're going to have the sprint out by Dan Murphy, the Revere quarterback, the run and pass?
They got to go. They've had their best success running wide. So I think they're going to take off away from us to the far side of the field. And they're probably going to use Lopez to get there. Let's see if he's in the backfield.
I guess Noel back there, right? Is it Noel to his left?
Noel. To his left. And
Revere calls time.
I don't even see Lopez on the field. Victor Rivera is on the field. He's one of the little scat backs, 5'7", 150.
We're brought to you in part tonight by the Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality and quantity. A North Shore dining landmark located on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Boy, that'd be a great place to go tomorrow. Bright sunny day, the Porthole.
Is it the Porthole Restaurant now?
Yeah, Porthole Restaurant.
Not the pub? It used to be the pub.
Yeah. So, third down, seven for Revere. Murphy from the shotgun sprints out to the left side, looking to keep it. Does so, turns the corner, but only gets a yard. He's down at the 25-yard line.
Great.
Maybe the 26.
Great chase and tackle by Danny Rose, number 50, the linebacker for Lynn Classical. He had a big game last week against Swampscott. Wow. Again, that play a bit slow developing as Murphy tried to get outside. He was very, very deep in the backfield. Again, looking for a lane to cut it into. Coach Cicatelli calling his play is over. There's a timeout on the field again.
That is Tim Kearns. I'm Bill Newell. Andrew Nicastro, our streamographer tonight. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to email us, you can do so by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our sponsors. Be sure to tell them that you heard the game or watched the game on msonewsports.com. North Shore Sports Night every Monday night with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns on the radio. 7 o'clock, North Shore High School football coaches, Monday nights at 7 and more. Gary Larrabee's last appearance of the golf season on Monday night as well, I understand, according to Tim. So here is a punt for Revere. DeStefano stands back at his 12 to receive the snap, boots it away. Just got it off, too. There'll be no return, and it rolls over midfield to the 45, to the 43, 42. Not quite the 41, and Classical will have it at their own 42-yard line with a minute 35 to play in this game, if you, again, trust the stadium clock here tonight.
Once again, Classical got great penetration on that punt. Blocking broke down in the middle of the Revere line, and that was nearly blocked. The punter had a rush, and as a result, he got a favorable roll, but not quite the distance he was probably hoping for.
Andrew will be leaving here tonight and heading right to Swampscott to set up for tomorrow's noontime kickoff for the Swampscott-Gloucester game tomorrow at noon. So this is Lynn Classical on offense, starting off from their own 42. Pass play off on the right side. The catch is made by Eldred off the arm of Matt Loria. Ahead to midfield, still chugging along. 8-9 yard gain for Classical High School on first down.
You wonder if this shouldn't be more of a part of the Classical offense, because they have such great success with those short slants.
They might need more than a short slant to get it into the end zone. Trailing 19-14 is Classical here, late fourth quarter. Loria with some time. Now the rush steps up into the pocket. We'll have to run it over midfield. Has the first down to the 45, to the 44.
Boy, he sidestepped a couple of would-be tackles on the way to that this first down, Bill. Great job by Loria, reading the defenders coming up and letting them make their move and then juking away from them. I thought he was going to be tackled about at least three times before they actually brought him down.
Time running under a minute to go, according to the stadium clock. Loria with Rivera to his left side at the running back. Wideouts two to the right, one to the left. The throw goes to the left. It's tipped incomplete.
That was number 50. Floatron got a hand on that ball, tipped it away. Again, another one of those quick hit slants. Earlier in the night, I was reading the tweets, Bill, and one of the pundits said that Barnstable would beat number 2 Xaverian at home. Number 2 showed why it was number 2 Xaverian. Blanks Barnstable 35-0.
A story that Xaverian and St. John's Prep will be playing on Thanksgiving Day at Fenway Park this year. It's Fenway Park opening it up their field for high school football. A story out today. We'll see it for sure. Here's a second down and 10. And quarterback Laurie in big trouble is sacked.
Wow.
Back at the 41 in his own territory.
52, Anthony DeStefano. We've called his name numerous times tonight, Bill. Breaking through once again, getting one hand on Laurie and just not letting go and spinning until he's able to bring him down. A big loss for Classical when they needed to keep the drive going. 37.4 seconds left on the clock, we think.
Timeout call by Classical.
At least that's what it's saying. We'll see how long 37 seconds really does take to tick off a clock.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to throw the ball, unless they believe they can just break one up the middle where Rivera's kind of emptied out the middle of the field.
Direct snap back to Loria. Heaves it way downfield for Laguerre. Too far. Incomplete.
Yeah, Laguerre stopped. Laguerre stopped looking if the ball was coming his way, and just as he turned to look, stopped to look back, that's when Loria let it go, and again, he couldn't get the motor going in time to get underneath that pass. He was also in double coverage. They had the corner, and they had a safety sliding his way, so he was well blanketed.
We talked about that play, coming back to that play earlier in the last possession, but that was back when there was single coverage and the back was much smaller. This time they were not letting Laguerre alone with single coverage. It looks like that's the case again here now.
Yeah, they slid number 11, John DeStefano.
Direct snap, drop, picked up by Loria, throws upfield, incomplete.
Oh, great hit by the... I'm going to see this guy's number. Number 11, John DeStefano. We just talked about him. dropping off the double coverage. Laguerre went up for a high pass, and just as it hit his hands, DeSimone took his legs out from underneath him, gave him no chance to hold that ball. 26.6 seconds left. And Classical, again, turns the ball over on downs. Revere will take it. They'll take the knee, and that'll wrap this one up. Bill, another good performance by Lynn Classical.
Yeah.
They got hurt by a couple of turnovers, critical turnovers that one, Revere turned into a touchdown, and the other just blunted their best shot at a game-winning drive in the last 3-4 minutes.
And they put the knee down here to get the clock rolling here. I think a timeout's been called by Classical. So Revere has the football, and they'll run the clock down. 19-14 will be our final score. Big night for Revere High School to improve to 3-0 on the year if all this holds. We'll just go to this. And that does it. So we'll step aside. That's our final score, 19-14. Revere beats Lynn Classical on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, I'm Tim Kearns, and we're back. Again, Revere has moved to 3-0 on the season. Lynn Classical falls to 0-3. Again, as I mentioned before we went to that break, Lynn Classical, another solid performance, just coming up a couple of plays short. Their short, quick passing game moved the ball effectively in the fourth quarter towards the end of the game, but again, stopped by a bad break, a fumble, or a muffed play by the center. Stymied their last best opportunity to score. And then in the final drive when they got the ball back, a tenacious Revere defense sacked Laria. And again, they were forced to turn the ball over, make a couple of desperation passes against good pass defense by Revere, sealed the game. So again, good effort falls just short for the Lynn Classical Rams. Recap the scoring in the first quarter with 9:02 left, the 44-yard play of the first drive. Lynn Classical went up 7-0. And that would last until Revere tied it up with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. A 6-yard run by Steve Noel. I'm trying to figure out who scored for Classical because I can't. Oh, Danny Maria. I'm sorry, Bill's got to work on his penmanship here. Danny Maria scored the opening score for Lynn Classical. A burst up the middle. Lightning, huge hole, lightning speed, gone very quickly, never even touched. Answered by Revere. Steve Noel, 6-yard, 33-yard drive. The extra point was good. We were tied at 7-7. Classical took the lead with 5:44 left. A quick return of the kickoff by Jaquiel Brown. 79 yards, an unbelievable, exciting return, 14-7 Classical, and that would be the last time that they would score. In the second period with 11 seconds left, Revere gets back on the board with a 1-yard quarterback keeper, Danny Murphy, going in. The extra point failed. Revere trailed 14-13. And in the fourth quarter, with a 10:22 mark, a five-yard run by Danny Murphy, capping a 60-yard drive, the two-point conversion failed. The score was 19-14, and that's the way it ended up. 19-14, Revere, once again, moving to 3-0 on the season. So some of the other finals that we've had come in, Beverly over Peabody, 28-7. We did see a score of 26-0, Lynn English over Winthrop early. We don't know how that one finished. We haven't seen a final score from Salem, but Salem was leading Saugus 13-7. In overtime, Marblehead beat Danvers 29-23. Masconomic gets his first win with a 21-7 win over Newburyport. St. Mary rolls 44-16 over Essex Tech. Manchester Essex go to 2-1 with a 34 whitewash of Georgetown. Linfield over Amesbury 41-3. Tomorrow's broadcast from Bloxwich Field in Swampscott. It'll be Swampscott Big Blue versus the Gloucester Fisher, and both teams 1-1. And Rick Newell will be there with Bill Newell for that particular game. And we hope you join us for that broadcast as well. Bill and I will be back on the radio next week bringing you, and there we are. We will be doing Beverly at Lynn English. That should be a good game. Beverly again winning big tonight, again asserting itself. So Lynn English is going to have to, again, have to win tonight. Come prepared for there. Gloucester will be at Revere. That's scheduled to be a video game. Marblehead at Peabody is the other alternative. So we will see what games get played over the weekend. But we will be here, Bill Newell and I, for the Beverly English game, and maybe Andrew will decide to come with us and video that game. But we will see. That's still up in the air. That's for people with more authority than I. So for Bill Newell, Bill Popowski, our engineer, Andrew Nicastro, our videographer. Say hello, Andrew.
Hello.
There he goes, and now he's done for the day. He's had his 2 cents. All right, I'm Tim Kearns. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And again, we'll be back next week. I want to thank you for listening. Northeast Conference Sports on MSONewsports.com.